Down the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he
goes
gets
right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh, my goodness!
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20! 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we're beginning the second week of training camp here in Berea. The practices ongoing as the Browns prepare for their preseason opener Saturday against the Green Bay Packers. What have we learned so far from these workouts? Colt McCoy and the offense, well, they continue to work away to find that overall comfort zone with the West Coast offense and each other. It's a work in progress. The Browns have some really good tight ends. I mean, really good tight ends who are stealing the camp show so far, at least offensively. And the offensive line, it looks outstanding. I don't think that's too strong a word. This group looks really strong. And I'm not just talking about Joe Thomas or Alex Mack. I'm talking end-to-end. This line has been impressive. The defense had an excellent day today in practice. And you could see the defensive line, especially first-round draft pick Phil Taylor, steadily looking like he belongs as a starter right off the bat. So good stuff from the defense, better stuff from the defense than the offense so far overall. But, again, there are some pluses. We're going to get into that. Bernie Kosar is going to make his usual Monday appearance with us. We're going to break down the offensive line with Doug Deacon and with the help of George Warhop. He's the offensive line coach, of course. Deke is the color analyst for the Browns Radio Network. And Mike Mayock stops by from NFL Network with some wonderful insights on this Browns team. I mean, he really drills down. You know that guy knows personnel. This is an interactive show. You ask questions of me to ask Vic. I answer them. You get those questions to me via our official Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Cleveland Browns. Or you can go to Twitter at Official Browns. And that's where a lot of you were able to ask questions of me today, like Jody from Twitter. Jody asks, wondering what the realistic expectations are for Peyton Hillis this season. I hesitate to say that Peyton duplicates what he did in his outstanding 2010 campaign, only because it was so amazing. And you'd fully expect opposing defenses to do their part from having all offseason to study what this guy did via videotape last year, to take some of those things away from him. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do, and that's what invariably happens after a guy has a great year. However, I would hasten to add that based on everything I've seen in camp so far, man, the guy is running exceptionally well. He's showing every bit the power, the explosiveness, the second, the third, the fourth effort that he displayed last season. You see that in training camp drills every day, and maybe even more. Plus, the Browns' offensive line, as I mentioned, is doing a terrific job opening holes for the run. So, realistic could very well be another Madden cover season for Peyton Hillis. By the way, for more, you can read my blog, Carucci's Corner, at clevelandbrowns.com. Blogged from Canton this past weekend. Had a great trip down there at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Always loved being there. How about those speeches? Deion Sanders preaching from the pulpit. Shannon Sharp preaching, but telling some great stories along the way about his grandmother who recently passed. And they kept their composure unbelievably through some emotional speeches, but real poignant stuff. I thought it was maybe as good a year for speeches as any in Pro Football Hall of Fame induction history. And I think that's saying a lot. And also, if you can't catch this show live on ESPN 850 WKNR, you go to clevelandbrowns.com and you listen to the live stream there. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We post a poll question each day, and you can find that, of course, on the official Facebook page. Today's poll question, do you think Donovan McNabb will turn things around for himself in Minnesota? Yes or no, and always tell us why with your answer. All right, in a couple of minutes, Bernie Kosar coming up to give his thoughts on Browns training camp so far and as they prepare for the preseason opener. Stick around for more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850. WKNR.
Buy your next pre-owned vehicle with confidence from Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of quality-checked pre-owned vehicles. We guarantee the market's best used car pricing, so you don't have to haggle to get the best deal. Rates as low as 1.9%. All makes and models, no payment for 90 days. Certified pre-owned and more. Liberty Ford guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion, home.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Mike and Sharon Hargrove here for Discount Drug Mart. As a big league manager, I've been to a lot of places.
But we consider Ohio our home.
Just like Discount Drug Mart has for over 40 years.
They carry hundreds of prescription and non-prescription medications for just $1.99. And most locations have a convenient drive-through pharmacy.
They're your one-stop shop with low prices on prescriptions and a great selection of products. Discount Drug Mart is family-owned and there for your family.
As they've always been for ours.
You'll find everything.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability, a firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interests.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Accidents at East 93rd Miles and East 107th and Wilbur. 40 westbound at 71. Accident left lane is going to be blocked back into West 130th. We've got 40 eastbound slow from Broadway to Warrensville Center. 40 both directions backing up around Broadway. 271 southbound slow Rockside to Route 82 and the Interbelt southbound slow Superior to 77. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Attention Browns fans, Browns 2011 single game tickets are on sale now. To purchase yours today, call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And there's the music. And we know it only means one thing on a Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, that the big guy is in the house with us, Bernie Kosar. Bernie, welcome.
All right, Vic. Love that song, huh?
You can't get enough of it. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to turn it into a ringer on my phone. It's just when you call, in fact. So I don't want to get you creeped out here, man. But that's where I'm going with this.
Yeah, you're good tech. You're good with your technology. You can make that your ringer.
I can. I think I. Well, maybe my daughter will help me do that. But it can happen. Hey. Let's talk about this team, and let's start with this quarterback, Colt McCoy. It's been a little rough because I think for the most part he seems on something that I'd call information overload. My observation, a lot of stuff that this guy has had to think about while running the West Coast offense. He's had moments that have looked really good, and he's had moments that have been what you'd expect, again, of a young guy learning this office, offense. Bernie, is there such a thing for a young QB to deal with information overload, and describe what it means from a QB's perspective?
Well, I think that's a really good probably analysis. And naturally, with a new system, you know, we've talked at length about the not being in football shape, not having the OTAs, not having the mini camps, and this is basically seven days into practice, into training camp, and all the installation of the new system is being dumped in at kind of record pace for it. And being his second year in the league, his really first year of being the guy, it's pretty typical for someone to kind of, I think, get a little frustrated because you're trying to learn everything, you're trying to make all the calls, you're trying to execute, make the throws, and you could see that one of the things we talked about the last week or so was hopefully guys, because they weren't in football shape, wouldn't be getting those little hamstrings, hip flexors, and those type of injuries.
Right.
And unfortunately, we're getting them at the receiver position, which I think is also slowing down kind of Colts' timing.
Do you sense any frustration on Colts' part? Is that anything you've been able to pick up via maybe what he said to the media and so forth?
Well, I've been there, done that in terms of that frustration type feeling, especially early in camp. And I kind of sensed it the other day, and you could even see a little when after the family day in the scrimmage, how he made a statement about being frustrated that people were kind of talking about the interception and the two-minute drill to James Dockery, the undrafted DB, made a nice play on a pick. And I think Colt said, well, hey, I've had a lot of other good plays. Why don't we talk about those? And, you know, that's something where, you know, you want to play good in these scrimmages. Even more so, you want to play good in the preseason games to get the momentum going. Mm-hmm. And you're not, you know, when it's not clicking like it typically doesn't for an offense early in camp, yeah, you do get that sense of frustration.
Yeah, and he's such a positive kid. I mean, I sense that for the most part it's all about being positive and really focusing on those positive things. So I think when there's a reference to being frustrated with the types of questions he's being asked, it's not in character. It's not really what he's all about. And the second thing is, it's good advice from you to hear that from you in terms of handling it. Just focus on what you do. Don't really care about what's coming from the outside.
Yeah, and again, a lot of times you're doing the interviews now, and you've got typically quarterbacks, players, I think, are their toughest critics, their toughest judges. So we absolutely know about the bad mistake, the pick, the plays of that nature. And when you're jumping on yourself, sometimes you get a little negative towards maybe the media because you've already beaten yourself up for it, and then you got to over talk about it. And you're the leader of the team, and you want the guys to believe in you. And you're pressing sometimes a little too hard to try to make things go well, especially in practice now.
Former Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Tight ends have been very impressive throughout this camp. They've really been, I think, stealing the show in a big way, Bernie. Your impressions of that group and how much of a best friend collectively those tight ends can be to Colt McCoy?
Well, I chuckle at it a little bit because partly the quarterback will do a deal with the devil to make plays on the field. So it doesn't matter if it's the receivers, the backs, the tight ends. And there's been a lot of emphasis about talking about making plays with the receivers, especially in the passing game. But like last year, and I think at the beginning here of camp, especially with Muhammad Massaquoi out, who's hopefully going to be the number one receiver, you're seeing that really the playmakers, the consistent playmakers, are the tight ends. Ben Watson had a great year last year. Evan Moore, when healthy and him starting to practice. Jordan Cameron, before he pulled his hamstring, making plays up the seam against that quarters coverage, two deep coverage, and you're seeing those guys be really the, other than Peyton Hillis, the focal point of the playmaking.
And on top of that, you have an offensive line in concert with this tight end group, because I've seen some really great blocking by Ben Watson. He's done a wonderful job of opening holes and giving Peyton Hillis that extra room, and the running game in general seems to be functioning better because of that. But overall, the group, the offensive line group with the tight ends have been doing a splendid job really throughout this early part of camp.
Yeah, I think the line, especially the right side of the line, was discussed at length in the offseason about maybe needing to get another player or two or pick up its tempo. I think they've played, the line as a unit has played fantastic through the first week of camp, and in conjunction with the running game, the tight ends working into that. And Peyton Hillis, I think, would be one of the first guys to admit how well the line plays and how well the tight ends have blocked for him. So it goes hand in hand with it. Just like I think for Peyton Hillis and for the Browns offense, the really need for a receiver to step up so that you're getting some double coverage outside and you're not getting that extra guy in the box to come down and run support, so that Peyton Hillis has a little more opening in the running game.
Bernie, I want to ask you our poll question. Do you think Donovan McNabb will turn things around for himself in Minnesota?
I think it's going to be tough for him. I think it's going to be tough. That team's in a really good division, and they may they're getting a little older, and letting their top receiver Sidney Rice get away to Seattle, I'm not sure if he has the weapons that he had in Philadelphia when he was at his prime.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He's being put in a tougher spot. And the one thing I think, though, is in Minnesota, maybe the language, so to speak, will translate better for him as far as the offensive structure, what he knows. For whatever reason, for maybe a lot of reasons, it clashed so badly for him in Washington. I was stunned by that. And the fact he had bad protection didn't help either.
Yeah, that didn't. And again, you know, I use the phrase a lot. The quarterbacks are victims or beneficiaries of the guys around us. And just like we're talking about with Colt McCoy and the Browns offense needing some receivers to step up to lessen the load and the pressure on a quarterback, Minnesota's lost some weapons down the field there, and that's going to be a direct correlation to Donovan McNabb having trouble making plays, especially in that NFC Central.
Tremendous stuff, as always, Bernie. Really appreciate it. We look forward to talking with you again on Thursday.
Sounds good. Game week. Get
game
our first
week.
Game in.
Yeah, we'll start digging into that preseason opener against the Packers then.
Sounds good, Vic.
All right, Bernie. Thank you. Former Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And when we come back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, we're going to have a conversation with Mike Mayock of NFL Network, the personnel guru, and he really drills into this Browns team from a personnel standpoint. You're going to want to listen to that. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
It's a touchdown at Quaker Steak and Lube. Tackle a bucket of our best wings USA sauced your way, or grab our signature inch thick cut onion rings.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
I started dancing when I was 5, so I've been dancing, I would say, my whole life, and I was getting more and more problems with my feet. It was very obvious to me that I really had to do something about it. I chose St. Vincent Charity Medical Center because when I was introduced to my doctor, he said, well, you're going to get back in that shoe again, that's for sure. I am now back on track and stronger than I ever was. I'm dancing again thanks to the Spine and Orthopedic Institute at St. Vincent Charity Medical Center.
As proud partners of the Cleveland Indians, BP is excited to give fans the opportunity to get 2 tickets to a game at Progressive Field. Stop by any participating BP station in the Cleveland area and fuel up with 10 gallons of gas or more to receive a fill-up card with a special code. When you collect 5 codes, you can enter them online for a password good for 2 tickets to an Indians game. It's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy all the little things that make baseball in Cleveland so special, like the spectacular views of downtown. And just as the little things make a big difference for Cleveland baseball, BP is focusing on the little things that make a big difference for you too, like offering quality gasoline with Invigorate that helps clean and protect critical engine parts. So hurry and get in the game for your chance to experience Indians baseball in person. It's our little way of saying thanks for being a loyal customer and fan. To learn more, stop by your local BP station today. BP, official fuel provider of the Cleveland Indians.
Open to legal residents 18 and over. Full terms and conditions and redemption details available at participating BP stations in the Cleveland, Ohio metro area or bpindiansbaseball.com. Program scheduled to end on 8:30-11. Tickets and codes available while supplies last. Void were prohibited.
Attention. Attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo CD-ROM of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-500-0604. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo CD-ROM, call 1-800-500-0604. 1-800-500-0604.
Kenny Rohde here for It's Just Lunch. If you're looking to meet someone special, make your life easy and call It's Just Lunch, 216-328-9000. All you do is tell them what you're looking for, and they handle everything else from the match to the reservations to the post-date follow-up. It's like having your own personal dating assistant. They do all the work. You have all the fun. They've been successfully matching singles for 20 years. Let them help you. Get started today with It's Just Lunch, 216-328-9000, or check them out online, itsjustlunchcleveland.com.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, as a homeowner, I'm always looking for affordable ways to improve my home. And for the month of August, Universal Windows Direct has an incredible offer, $200 off on each of their energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. Plus, Universal will give you 0% financing for 24 months. And be sure to ask about the 2011 Federal Energy Tax Credit. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one choice for quality vinyl replacement windows. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Mike Mayock is an analyst for NFL Network, works their games, works the draft, really works personnel for that network about as well as anyone possibly can. He joins us now. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. What a beautiful facility.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice, and I've been enjoying it myself.
I'm just struggling with this whole brown shirt that you're wearing. I mean, you know, after all the years where you had to be neutral as a national media guy to walk in, it really caught me by surprise to see you proudly wearing the Cleveland Browns colors.
Well, there's only one way to do that, right? If you're going to wear the colors as you had in your playing career, you got to do it. So
you got to be all in.
Got to be all in, and I am. It's a lot of fun.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much, and it's so happy to have you here. So talk about this. You've been going through camps throughout the league. Yeah. How many have you seen so far?
Yeah, I'm trying to prioritize the teams that we have on Thursday Night Football this year on the NFL Network. And I'm also trying to figure out how many I can drive to, fly to, whatever. So this is stop six for me in 7 days. So I started in Baltimore, then I was in Philly, 2 days in Atlanta, the New York Jets, Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday and Cleveland today. So it's been a whirlwind, but you want to talk about some good football teams. It's been fun.
We spent a lot of time this morning together on the field watching practice, and you had your notebook out, your pen out. I expect nothing less from you. I know you are a guy who likes to dig into it personnel-wise. So give me some impressions of what you saw of this team.
Yeah, on the positive side, and I think there's a surprising number of positive things to say about a 5-11 team. And number one, it's the youth. They're going to be one of the youngest, if not the youngest team in the National Football League. And I think that's a good thing. And you've got Pat Shurmur, who I think is ideally suited to deal with the youth. Dick Geron, who's a guy I have a high deal of respect for on the defensive side. And what struck me immediately was watching the defensive line, because, you know, Ataba Rubin is a guy who I think is underappreciated throughout the league. And when you throw Phil Taylor next to him, all of a sudden you got a pretty good pair of defensive tackles that are pretty young. On one side, Jamie Mitchell, who I've seen in the Vikings camp, who I always thought had a ton of potential. Long limb guy, added a lot of weight. And then next to him, you've got Jabal Sheard, another draft pick. So the defensive line immediately is younger and more athletic than what I watched on tape a year ago. Linebackers, veteran group, you know, won't make many mistakes, solid guys. And in the secondary, man, there's some pretty good athletes running around back there. I'm a Hayden fan. I'm a T.J. Ward fan. You know, they picked up Dimitri Patterson. The kid Buster Screen from Tennessee Chattanooga, I think a fifth-round pick by this year. You know, he's got great feet. He's got to learn some things, but he's got really good feet. I like your safety. So defensively, there's an awful lot of youth surrounding the veteran linebacker core, but I think they're younger and more athletic.
And overall, when you talk about them being younger and more athletic, youth tends to be a place where you're going to get mistakes.
Yeah.
Athleticism allows you to overcome those, maybe, or hide them.
Right.
Do you see that sort of happening on the defensive side?
Yeah, I do. And you know, when you're talking about the division that the Browns are in, you know, youth is going to take some hits. You know, Baltimore is such a good fundamental team, so physical. Same thing about Pittsburgh. Cincinnati, you don't know who you're going to get. The team 2 years ago was a really good football team. Last year they struggled. So it's a physical, demanding division. And I think what's important, and I think Dick Geron will match physicality. I think they'll be more physical up front. They're going to make some mistakes early, but I think this is a team that will get better as the year goes on.
When you talk about those mistakes, too, Mike, are they just coming from basic inexperience of playing position, or is the learning curve as this team converts to the 4-3 from the 3-4 a part of that difficulty?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both, and any team with a new coordinator, new head coach, new scheme is going through the same pains right now with a lack of OTAs and minicamps. So we're going to forget pretty soon there was a lockout, you know, and the big picture to me is younger, more athletic, new coordinator, new head coach. If you're a Browns fan, I'd be cautiously optimistic on the defensive side. Say, give it time. They're going to be pretty good over there.
Mike Mayock from NFL Network joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mike, on the offensive side of the ball, you got a good look at Colt McCoy today in practice. Certainly a lot of expectation after the flashes that he was able to show in some limited starting appearances last year. What's the progress line look like with him?
He's interesting. He's a gym rat. That's why I like this kid. And I thought that during the draft process. His dad was a coach. He's been around it his whole life. Does he have the biggest arm? Is he the 6'5" prototype drop back big arm kid? No, but he understands the game. And I think Pat understands that he's got to protect him a little bit. And I think the best protection for a young quarterback is a running game. So when you look at their offensive line might be the strong part of their team. You know, they might want to get hopefully a little better at right tackle, and you know, there's some things out and at wide receiver. But let's face it, if you can run the football, that's the best friend a young quarterback can have. And Peyton Hillis downhill with a good offensive line, a play-action game. I'm pretty impressed by those young tight ends. You know, Evan Moore, I mean, teams are going to have to treat him more as a wide receiver, kind of like Hernandez up in New England. The kid from USC, Cameron, he's a really athletic tight end. So I think when you start talking about a second-year quarterback, I think you talk about run first, play action, utilize your tight ends, and the wide receivers have to get more productive. You know, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And Greg Little is a guy of whom much is expected. He's going to be an interesting guy to watch this year.
Yeah, you're looking at a converted running back. You're looking at a big basketball-style athlete, pretty thick-bodied guy.
And what you're also looking at, you know, 233 pounds, jumps out of the gym. You know, people ask me about wide receivers coming into the NFL and why aren't they productive. And I think there are two reasons. One is they have to get used to getting off quality bump coverage, which you don't see a whole lot in college. And secondly is the mental part. And whenever you're trying to adjust on the fly and read a coverage and all this kind of new stuff being thrown at, it slows you down as an athlete when you have to think. Having said that, guys like Jonathan Baldwin, who the Chiefs took in the first round, Greg Little, the big-bodied guys that can be competitive outside the numbers and in the red zone on jump balls, back shoulder throws, just because of their pure physicality, those are guys, as rookies, I think can make plays because they're athletic plays as opposed to just scheming it up, reading cover two versus single high, having to adjust on the fly. It's one of the, just throw it outside the numbers. Throw it up and let the athlete go get it.
Would you envision that with Colt McCoy a year ago under Eric Mangini and under an offense that really wasn't what this offense is, the full buy-in to the West Coast, do you see him as being more comfortable because he's speaking the language he knew coming out of Texas?
Yeah, and let's face it, the different language at Texas because of the spread and what they're doing in college football these days, but I think he's the type of quarterback who has to be a rhythm thrower. He's got to be on time. He's got to anticipate windows and hit them early. Like I said earlier, you're not going to just do seven-step drops and 20-yard comebacks all day. That's not who he is. However, combined with a good running attack, I do believe he's a smart enough kid. He's an instinctive kid, and I think he can throw with anticipation, and his arm is good. It's not great, but it's good enough.
You know, Tom Hecker, the general manager, mentioned that he thinks the running game has turned into a strength where it was a weakness. He thinks that might be the strongest area now in hopes that, of course, Montario Hardesty stays healthy. Mm-hmm. They bring aboard Brandon Jackson, having those speedier alternatives to Peyton Hillis, and you got Peyton Hillis.
Yeah, and you draft Marisic, and that should send a notice that we're also going to put a fullback in, and we're going to go with a two-back power game. And I think with Peyton Hillis, you need to. Now, he might not get the ball 25 times a game, and that's okay. You know, Hardesty, Brandon Jackson, it's okay. But I really believe, look at Joe Flacco as a rookie. Look at Matt Ryan as a rookie. Look at Sanchez as a rookie. All those guys had success because teams could run the football. And Colt, coming into his second year, I think needs the same thing from this team, is an ability to take pressure off of him, let him run the football, and then make good decisions. And if you know what? If you don't score and you can punt the football and go play good defense, that's okay.
Lots been talked about regarding the philosophy of this team's approach to free agency or to the open market, trade market, whatever, and that it's been one where you haven't had headline names, marquee names coming aboard. But the thinking is they were an older football team. They are making a concerted effort to be a younger team, as yep. you pointed out. So are you okay with this approach? Because really, if you look at what's out there in the market, Mike, it is older guys. If you shop heavy in that market, you're making your team older.
And let's be honest about free agency. As exciting as it is for the fans, the reality is how many quality left tackles are out there? How many quality edge rushers? How many quality quarterbacks? NFL teams aren't dumb. They're re-signing those guys.
Right.
You know, you're not seeing the 25-year-old guy coming into his second contract that's got a lot of time left to be productive. What you're seeing are those guys going into their third contracts, hitting 31, hitting 32. With a new head coach, I really think it's critical to get younger, get more physical. Look at the division you're playing in. You're going to win or lose a lot of games, 17-14, 13-10. You know, Baltimore and Pittsburgh are two of the toughest teams in this league, and you got to match up with that. So you better be physical, you better be tough, and your defense better be excellent.
Mike Mayock from NFL Network joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You touched on that, so I want you to go a little deeper with the rest of the AFC North. Your observations, and are these teams, by the sounds of it, you're thinking they're going to stay right on their purchase at the top of this, their purchase on the top of this division?
Yeah, I mean, for me, Baltimore, I was there last Saturday, and I'm a John Harbaugh fan, and, you know, they had a three-hour limit on that second practice, and they went about 258, and it was tough, and it was hot, and that's John Harbaugh. And Haloti Ngata lost 20 pounds. I already think he's one of the best defensive players in the entire league. I think he's going to be even better this year. I think the key component to what they're trying to get done there is whether or not their wide receivers are good enough. And it's a hard division to score in again. Ray Rice is tremendous. I think Flacco is underappreciated. But, you know, after Anquan Boldin, there's a bunch of question marks at that wideout position. And they've got two draft picks, a second-round pick, Torrey Smith, and a fourth-round pick, Tandon Doss. They're expecting a lot of production out of those two kids. And if they're not ready, I think they're going to have a problem moving the football because people are going to squat on Ray Rice. So I'm a big believer in Baltimore. Their defense is going to be great. Chuck Pagano, the new defense coordinator, is fired up, and I think he's very competent. Pittsburgh, I was there yesterday, and Dick LeBeau was an ageless wonder. I absolutely think this guy at age 70, whatever he is amazing. I had an opportunity to talk to him yesterday, to talk philosophically with him just a little bit. And, you know, defensively, they don't have a new starter. So you talk about the Cleveland Browns not being active in free agency. The Pittsburgh Steelers' philosophy is you grow from the draft and you develop from within. So how do you get better, progression versus regression in Pittsburgh? Because you didn't add any new blood. They added a backup tight end from Tampa Bay because they lost Matt Spaeth. They signed Gilmore. He was their only free agent signing. So how do you get better? Well, you get better because they've got two younger offensive tackles they re-signed. Cologne, you know, he'll start on one side. And on the other side, it's Cologne and – why am I drawing a blank right now? Willie Cologne and Jonathan Scott.
Right.
So they're going to start those two kids who are both younger and more athletic. And on defense, it's 11 starters, the same guys. However, the first-round pick a couple years ago, Ziggy Hood, and the first-round pick this year, Cameron Hayward, will help Kiesel and Smith and be in that rotation. The older guys will take less snaps and be more effective, and the younger guys are pushing for time. So – it's a tough division, man. And Cincinnati, they can play some defense. I love Mike Zimmer. The question is that quarterback position and whether or not they can score.
Mike, great stuff. And I thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And I'm sure I'll see you down the road.
You got it, Vic. Thank you.
Mike Mayock from NFL Network joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Training camp resumed for the Browns earlier today, but the team again had to go without wide receiver Mohamed Massaquah. Massaquah is out with what head coach Pat Shurmur calls a bone issue in his foot. Plain Dealer's Tony Grossi reports Massaquah has a small chip fracture there. Also, linebacker Chris Gokong left today's practice with a stinger, but it's not believed to be serious. Browns will open the preseason Saturday night at the stadium against the Green Bay Packers. ESPN's Chris Mortensen reports the NFL will hold its supplemental draft on August 17th. No players have been ruled eligible as of yet, but certainly former Ohio State quarterback Terrell Pryor will be considered. It's an off night tonight for the Indians. Tribe will open a critical three-game series with the Detroit Tigers tomorrow night at Progressive Field. Indians are four back of the Tigers, but will play six of the next 12 against Detroit. Also this evening, Shin-Soo Choo begins his rehab assignment as he'll play up at Single-A Lake County. We'll have more Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford coming up. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Buy your next pre-owned vehicle with confidence from Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of quality-checked pre-owned vehicles. We guarantee the market's best used car pricing, so you don't have to haggle to get the best deal. Rates as low as 1.9%. All mix and models, no payment for 90 days. Certified pre-owned and more. Liberty Ford guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great time, great food, get too quick to save your new.
We've been voted festival favorite at the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Visit Quaker Steak and Lube for our best wings USA, sauced your way.
Great times, great food, get too quick to Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
As proud partners of the Cleveland Indians, BP is excited to give fans the opportunity to get two tickets to a game at Progressive Field. Stop by any participating BP station in the Cleveland area and fuel up with 10 gallons of gas or more to receive a fill-up card with a special code. When you collect five codes, you can enter them online for a password good for two tickets to an Indians game. It's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy all the little things that make baseball in Cleveland so special, like the spectacular views of downtown. And just as the little things make a big difference for Cleveland baseball, BP is focusing on the little things that make a big difference for you too, like offering quality gasoline with Invigorate that helps clean and protect critical engine parts. So hurry and get in the game for your chance to experience Indians baseball in person. It's our little way of saying thanks for being a loyal customer and fan. To learn more, stop by your local BP station today. BP, official fuel provider of the Cleveland Indians.
Open to legal residents 18 and over. Full terms and conditions and redemption details available at participating BP stations in the Cleveland, Ohio metro area or bpindiansbaseball.com. Program scheduled to end on 8/30/11. Tickets and codes available while supplies last. Void where prohibited.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is TJ Ward. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNO.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. We continue with our training camp positional spotlights. Today, we take a look at the offensive line. And who else but former Browns offensive lineman would be the best to help us with this? Doug Deacon of the Browns Radio Network. Doug, welcome to the show.
Oh, glad to be back.
So, Doug, we talk about this offensive line, and some might say this could be the strongest area of the team.
I think the offensive line and the wide, the tight ends are probably the strengths of the football team right now. One thing you have consistency in as much as you got the same offensive line coach as you've had for the last couple of years. So that's always good. The unfortunate part, I think, is for the young ball players, they didn't have the offseason or the OTAs to, you know, learn the footwork that's trying to be taught, you know, in the scheme. And, you know, what happens is you get a bunch of young kids just trying to learn the plays, and the technique part is pretty important about it. So for the young guys, it's trying to get caught up in a hurry.
When you look at a guy like Joe Thomas and you look around the National Football League, it's rare when a team has a player of that caliber at the left tackle spot. And I guess when you have that anchor guy there, you're in really good shape.
Well, yeah, that definitely helps your offensive line because it allows you to help on the other side with the tight end or the running back chipping. So if you get into a problem, then, you know, you can send somebody else over there. A couple years ago out in Denver, Joe was going against their fine defensive end. And, you know, all of a sudden they realized in the second half, let's put him over on the other side. And the kid lit us up, pretty good. So it's nice to have it. But, you know, you also have to understand, you know, if you're going to have problems elsewhere, you got to give those people help.
Let's listen to Browns offensive line coach George Warhop.
Well, overall as a line, I think the guys have been doing a pretty good job in camp. Given the fact that, you know, we had no OTAs, they're hearing it really for the first time. You know, although they were able to get a book when we had that little break in the lockout, this is the first time is, you know, on the field, getting direction, how we want to do things and whatnot. So as a group, I think they're doing a pretty good job so far. And there is some carryover from what we did a year ago in terms of how we do things. As you look at them across the front, I think Joe Thomas is having a very good camp. It might be his best camp since I've been here. And, you know, the rookie defensive end, 90, is really bringing out the best in him because the guy goes hard every snap, and it forces Joe to be his best on every snap. So that's really a good thing. And, he's having a very good camp.
Deke, Eric Steinbach missed the early part of camp. He's been back recently now. Looks like he's kind of finding himself in these drills and getting back to normal.
I think of all the guys on the offensive line, Eric Steinbach is about as old school as you're going to find. I mean, he could have played in the air when I was playing. He can play in this air. And he's a guy that, just line him up and let him go, and he's going to be okay. You know, he maximizes his ability. He's very athletic. He's smart and, you know, obviously tough. So, you know, you put the three of the guys on the left side together. You got Mack, who got into the Pro Bowl. You got Steinbach, who's been the leading vote getter a few times, but just comes up short. And then, of course, you got Joe, who's, you know, he's 4 for 4.
Yeah, I'll say. And when you mention Steinbach and Alex Mack, the chemistry between them was pretty immediate. Having that center like Mack, too, and you go from Mack to the left side, really no worries over there.
No, I mean, you've got a solid left side, and, you know, with the new offense, the ball's going to come out a little quicker. But the thing about the left side, all three of those guys, they can play out in space. So when you get a toss or a sweep or something like that, you can pull the center, you can pull the guard, you can pull Joe Thomas. All of them play very well in space, and when you're trying to block people down the field, the targets get a little smaller and a little quicker, but these guys can, you know, zero in and do it. The best I ever saw it doing it was Gene Hickerson. I mean, and obviously he was a Hall of Famer, but, you know, it was like a heat-seeking missile when Gene saw one of those guys. And, of course, if you're weighing about 270, 280 pounds like, you know, Gene probably was, it's always nice to run over one of those guys that weighs about 180.
A little unfair to have kids like Jabal Sheard as a rookie and Phil Taylor, for that matter, as a rookie going up against these veteran guys.
No, it's really good for them because, you know, all of a sudden they get the standard of which they're going against on a daily basis is about as good as you're going to get in the league. I mean, you're not going to face a better pass protector than Joe Thomas. The one thing you'd like to do is see them get to go against different styles because, you know, you get honed into one guy and what he does and it's consistent, and although a lot of guys will change up their technique from play to play because of, you know, you might have a play action pass where it's a different technique or a three-step drop as opposed to a five-step drop. But, you know, from that standpoint, if, you know, when a team, and I think Butch Davis started it down in Dallas, when they had the rotation of the ends, and all of a sudden you start to say, well, I got to play this guy one way, this guy another way. And it makes you think a little bit more, and where one guy might be a speed rusher, and all of a sudden you're trying to get outside and getting your pass protection real quick. Now all of a sudden you get a bull rusher, and you're a little loose in your set, and next thing you know, the guy's running you over.
Here's Browns offensive line coach George Warhop.
Steiny got a little bit of a late start. He was on PUP initially. But he's been back, I guess, the last 3 days now, and he's done well. Hasn't missed a beat. You know, he's a little bit of a limited role. They're not going to let him go full goal right now in terms of snaps. But the times he's been in there, he's done a nice job. And it's nice to have him back. Alex Mack also is having a very good camp. You know, he changed his footwork a little bit, how he uses his hands a little bit, and is starting to show, especially in pass pro. He's done a nice job in the one-on-ones and a nice job in games and the team stuff.
Right side of the line, Deke, is not quite as solid as you look at the left side for sure, but Sean Laval seems to be finding a home there at that right guard spot.
Yeah, Sean had a good shot at being the starting right guard last year until he had the high ankle sprain. And, you know, he's a guy that he doesn't say a lot, but he's a sturdy guy, and I always tell the story when they drafted him. Tom DeLeon, who played center with me, his son played with him, and all of a sudden, DeLeon, I get a phone call on draft day, and he says, hey, wait till you see this kid. You're going to love him. He can play. And so, you know, you take it from a guy that has been there, and that was, you know, his endorsement of him. And I think, you know, what we've seen in training camp, you know, he's picked up where he left off last year. I think Phil Taylor has given him a little different look than maybe what he had was seeing prior to that. But the other part of that is, you know, it's much like, you know, I said before, you know, you want to get different types of players. So, you know, when somebody kicks a defensive end down inside in a nickel situation and all of a sudden you're playing against a quick guy instead of a bull guy, it's a different world. And I think that's one of those things that you've got to face different people with different styles. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he's going to get a chance to do that during training camp.
We talk about Tony Pachos at right tackle. Of course, the first thing that comes out of anyone's mouth, and I believe Pat Shurmur, his first response to a Tony Pachos question in training camp last week was big. And that is, he blots out the sun. He's a big, big man at right tackle. But more than that, he looks like a guy moving around reasonably well, although he is coming back from that ankle issue of a year ago.
Well, the first thing I think is just another good tackle from Illinois.
I should have known that.
Yeah. No, I mean, Tony was playing well last year, and then, you know, he got hurt, and he toughed it up and played, you know, part of the game with the injury. But, you know, he's a plus. I mean, he's not athletic like Joe Thomas, but, you know, there are not many guys in this league that are, you know, athletic like Joe Thomas. But he knows his strength is, you know, to get on a guy, and he gives you power over on that right side. And, you know, he can hold his own. And, you know, it's a guy that I think will be a big plus to have him back for the entire season.
Let's hear what Browns offensive line coach George Warhop has to say about Sean Laval and Tony Paschos.
At right guard, we have Sean Laval. Sean's had a good camp. I mean, hasn't missed a beat, came in day one throughout, has been a very consistent guy, has done a very good job in the run game, has been very good in pass protection. He's got some big mollies on top of him over there, you know. God bless him. But he's handled them pretty well, you know, so I'm really, really excited about him, really excited. And then we have Tony Paschos, and Tony, again, is coming back from an injury. He's working, but he doesn't get the full boat. But he has been very steady, very pleased with where he is at this point. He does a good job. You know, one thing Tony knows is himself. And as a player, once you understand what you are, it makes it real easy for you to play well. If you don't have a feeling for what you are, you tend to make some mistakes sometimes. And Tony knows who he is. He knows what he is technically. He knows what his strengths are. He knows what his weaknesses are. So he can put himself in pretty good position to be successful.
When you look at the group as a whole in terms of depth, there really isn't a lot that jumps out at you, although they bring in John Greco from the St. Louis Rams, who, of course, knows the Pat Shurmur offense well, having played for Pat last year when Pat was offensive coordinator in St. Louis. Beyond that, I don't know that anyone jumps out and says, okay, I'm here and I'm going to push somebody out of a starting job. I'm not saying that won't happen, but has anything like that occurred to you as you've watched?
Well, Billy Yates, when he before he got hurt last year, had to fill in a couple games and did a pretty good job for him. You know, but then you get after that, and then you're looking at the young kids, and what you really want to find is, you know, that backup swing tackle. And, you know, like I said, you know, this is something that the lockout really hurt, was these guys getting the ability to learn what George, you know, Warhop wants them to do. And, you know, that gets into the footwork aspect of it. And, you know, I've always said, you know, it's if you're an offensive lineman, you're never going to get cut because you can't run block. It's because you can't pass block, because then you got the quarterback's security at your life.
Here's George Warhop talking about the depth on the Browns offensive line.
Guys that are on the second group, you know, there's a few guys that have come on. I think Pat Murray is in the thick of things. Billy Yates is in the thick of things. Phil Troutwine is in the thick of things. Brandon Braxton, all those guys are in the thick of things. You know, we brought in John from the Rams. He's in the thick of things. I mean, so we got a pretty competitive second group in terms of guys competing to make the team, pushing the starters, and going from there. And then the rookie, Pinkston, you know, it's really a shame for him that there was a lockout, because he just has so much ground to cover. But physically, the kid has some tools. So that whole second group, they get you excited.
Deke, in terms of the scheme, this West Coast offense, how is it impacting how these offensive linemen perform?
Well, you know, one thing, it's going to be a quicker, the ball's going to get out of there quicker. So, as far as, you know, wanting to know, you know, is it a 7-step drop? Is it a 5-step drop? No, it's going to be 3 to 5. It's going to be a roll. It's going to be a waggle. It's, you know, whatever. But it's going to make it a little easier for them. Now, yeah, you're going to have blitz pickups where, you know, you're going to have to, you know, sort them out and figure out which guys you've got to get. But as far as, you know, you're not going to sit there and try to pass block for 4 seconds as if, so, you know, it was a 7-step drop.
Great stuff, Deke, as always, and we'll talk to you again.
Sounds good.
So much more coming up. Your responses to the poll question about Donovan McNabb, your questions to me, Ask Vic, and much, much more ahead as Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, continues on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic. Police are on the scene of accidents at East 93rd Miles, at East 107th and Wilbur. 40 westbound at 71, accident left lane block back into West 130th. East 9th is closed 24/7 between Euclid and Prospect through September 2nd. For some movie filming there, they are going to be doing overnight work tonight. On the right two lanes on 77 southbound between Wallings and Miller Road through 7:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850, WKNR Traffic.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Folks, as a homeowner, I'm always looking for affordable ways to improve my home. And for the month of August, Bill and Mike at Universal Windows Direct have two incredible offers for homeowners. $200 off on each of their energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. And they're taking $2,500 off on their exceptional vinyl siding. Plus, Universal will give you 0% financing for 24 months. And be sure to ask about the 2011 Federal Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that is how you catamaran.
I've never seen anything like it. The way my date's gorgeous eyes light up after each sip of her watermelon martini is spectacular. Like watching a thousand fireflies circle a Las Vegas billboard. And as I tear my eyes from hers, I realize our bacon-wrapped scallops have quietly arrived for just $9.90. These tender muffins of the sea are topped with mango salsa and laced with decadence. And behold, my wood-grilled steak and jumbo lump crab cake next to her chicken and shrimp pad thai for $13.90. Two mouth-watering land-sea combinations like a windsurfing T-Rex. Or an octopus that rollerblades.
In the mood for a delicacy? Enjoy our crab-crusted pompano, served with lump crab and a savory white wine lemon sauce. You can't beat pompano.
Fun to say. Pompano. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
For about 5 years, I dealt with a bad disc issue. Couldn't pick up my kids anymore. It was very hard. I went to all the hospitals locally. I felt like a number. I would see a surgeon for maybe 6 minutes. When I went to St. Vincent Charity, they had the time to spend with me. I knew I was in good hands. I go back to see Dr. Collison and his staff every year. I thank him. Thank you for giving my life back. At 44, I'm in my best shape ever. I am training for my first Olympic triathlon. I'm strong again thanks to the doctors at St. Vincent Charity Medical Center.
Northeast Ohio, Mike, hot diggity dog D'Amato for Nissan and R. Thompson. Here we are headed into the dog days of summer. And man, I am more excited than a Dalmatian on a fire truck. Even this man's best friend, Larry Fu Man Poodle, he's patting like a beagle at a biscuit factory. Because we're ready to unleash the best doggone deals of the summer. In fact, I double dog dare you to find a better deal anywhere. Get up to $10,000 off a new Nissan or interest rates as low as 0%. Are you kidding me? That's like free money. You don't have to be a bloodhound to sniff out great bargains. Just follow your nose over to Nissan and North Olmsted. And if any other dealer anywhere is trying to pull your chain, put up your hand and say, stop. That dog ain't hunting. I'm going to where they feed the bulldog to Nissan and North Olmsted. And you tell him to go do his business elsewhere. Then hightail your boxers to Nissan and North Olmsted because the deals are so good.
855-55-NISSAN or BigNissan.com. Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now it's time to deliver our poll question results brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The question was, do you think Donovan McNabb will turn things around for himself in Minnesota? Yes, no, and why? More than 700 of you responded. 65% said no, and here are a couple of reasons. Julie, stick a fork in him. He's done. Chris, I think this is Donovan's one last hurrah. By week 8, Minnesota will hand the keys over to rookie Christian Ponder. Gary, very simple. He's overrated. Everything T.O. said about him in Philly was true. Rough. 35% of you said yes. And Adam gives this reason. He's on a better football team. If Adrian Peterson can carry the load, he should be all right. His last year in Philly for about 8 weeks, he was one of the hottest QBs in the league. Rex says he was never used to his full potential in Washington. He still has a lot of skills left to use. Ask Vic, Dave from Twitter, what is your opinion or thoughts about Browns versus Green Bay this Saturday? My early take should be a really good test. I think the preseason schedule couldn't have worked out much better for the Browns, actually. Just as those daily encounters with Joe Thomas have been great for the development of rookie defensive end Jabal Sheard, facing the defending Super Bowl champions, at least in the early part of the game when the starters are on the field, is a very good thing for the Browns to get a gauge on where they stand against one of the best teams in the league, if not the best team in the league. So that's the answer to that. And let's see, quick one. The fact that this team is so young and fresh on the field, will that help against older opponents? Hey, maybe late in the year, an older opponent like Pittsburgh. Let's see how that works out. Youth is always difficult for inexperience and mistakes, but an older team like the Steelers, maybe they wear down late in the year when these teams meet together. That was from Matthew on Twitter. All right, had a lot of fun doing this one. Hey, be good to somebody today and tonight and the rest of the day and forever. And we'll join you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.